from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two more segments before we get to our 3-day weekend. It is Labor Day coming up. Find out what people have to do. Landfill, what's your plans? I'll get that from you later. But we're taking phone calls, 800-636-1067 here on the B. Mitchell Finley Show. We're trying to find out from you all, what are your expectations? And you get to ask me anything. And I haven't said this all damn day, but you know what? This is a Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. So since it's Friday, so Scotty's Friday, I'm going to have me some Scotty's a little bit later on today. But I'm going to continue on with these phone calls. I'm going to Manassas. Check out our guy, Jeff. What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Not too bad. Big fan. First-time caller. I grew up in Michigan. Been a transplant to this area since the early 90s. And just wanted to know what your thoughts are on the Lions this year.
The Lions, I believe, are going to be a problem. The Lions got they should have beaten the 49ers last year. I believe that as well. I think they should have beaten them. But the thing about it, I know when Dan Campbell came in, everybody thought he was a meathead because of the things he was saying and doing. But Dan Campbell gets his guys to believe in him because he believes in them. And his players play hard. They play hard for him. That's kind of why I get so excited about this football team, because I think Dan Campbell, not that their approach is the same, but Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn are very similar to each other.
The players
follow him, and then they can get the best out of their players. So I'm thinking that they're going to be a problem for people, totally.
One more question.
Yes.
Would you be interested in playing a member guest with me at Piedmont this year?
When is it? I would have to get the information to Jeff. I can call you and see if I can.
Okay.
All right. Hold on real quick, and Jeff will get that information from you. All right. Let's go on to Rockville. Check out my guy, D. What's up, Devon? How you doing, brother?
What's up, B-Mitch? You know, my famous question for you around this time is, can you give me a call or a text message when you're making that famous B-Mitch what?
Gumbo.
Gumbo.
Yeah, but you know what? It gotta get hot. It gotta get cold for me to cook gumbo. It's not cold yet.
All right, so we got that could be my birthday present in November.
November is a perfect time.
All right, my man. And my expectations is this, man: just compete. You go out there, you compete. One or two balls might go your way, and you win the game, man. I'm just looking for competitiveness this year. We're not the walking mat to all the other teams moving forward, and a lot of people know that. So. That's all. I'm excited to just be able to sit there and root for a football team, an actual football team now.
All right, man. Appreciate that. And I think everybody wants that. To see, like, when a team goes out there, man, listen, if you put out your best and you lose, you lose. But you don't want to go out there and just play like you don't know what the hell you're doing and lose, because that would be a problem for a lot of folks. Let's go to Jordan in D.C. What's up, Jordan? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, B-Man?
I'm chilling, man. How you doing?
Hey, I want to ask you, what's your opinion on Mark Ripken not being hailed as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
Well, I think the reason is because he had that one year. He had a one great year, and he was like very consistent the other years. But Mark's whole career as a starter might have been about, what, 4 years, 5 years, tops? And I think also, like, a lot of times, you look at an offensive line that allowed a guy to get sacked 9-10 times in one whole year. Like, people, for some reason, seem to give credit to the whole and not individuals when they think about Washington in those days. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Because they was the – I think they still hold the record for the most points scored that season, I do believe.
Yeah, that team scored a lot of damn points. 1991 scored a lot of points, but I think you look at that team and you had the running and the, you know, the receivers and things. Defense was unbelievable. I think if Mark had a longer career playing like he played in that Super Bowl year, then they'll be disgusted. But I think that 1 year was the best year he played, and I don't think any ever got close to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's been a lot of quarterbacks had one good year, and I hear their names rung out a lot.
Who?
many. Quarterbacks had one good year.
Yeah, but I mean, what are their other years, though? Because, like, I think that was 19. Mark was here in 89, I think it was. I got here in 90. We played that year, played 91, won the Super Bowl. Around 92, 93, he was gone.
Right.
They started
right.
playing other people. So, and I don't think he left and went somewhere else. That's, and I just think that it wasn't enough of a. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, Columbia. Check out Daryl. What's up, Daryl? What's the question?
Hey, B. Mitch. Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's been a while. Man, I'm really excited about the season, and I wanted to ask your take. You know, I wanted to ask you on with the new management and the ownership, you know, will our Hall of Fame candidates, you know, including yourself, the Larry Browns, the Gary Clarks, the Dexter Manleys, Pat Fisher, you know, these do you think that they're going to be pushing, you know, to get you all, you know, like the Cowboys, you know, they always got leverage and they always be pushing their players. You know, I just think that they dropped the ball with this last ownership and management. Do you think that, you know, we'll see some progress in that?
I hope so. I believe that they'll put forth their best effort. I think the people over there really care about it. And like I said earlier, they are real fans of this team, especially Josh. And I think, yes, they want to see some of the guys that they saw growing up be given the highest level of respect that they can get. So I believe they will. Whether or not the voters around the country, will they go and do it? That's another story. I don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, B, I totally agree with you on that. And but one thing that I want to see change, man, is I can't take these black and yellow uniforms, man. I mean, it's, you know, we got traditional colors, man. You know, I mean, the Washington football team, even if we go back to the Washington football team and just keep our colors. But, you know, man, I just can't get, you know, people say, well, once we start winning, you'll get used. I can't get used to it, man. I've been following this team since 64.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I'm used to the gold, the burgundy and gold, you know. So I'm hoping that they really drop that, you know, and stick with our colors. And I don't understand why we even had to change colors, you know. You know, I mean, we could be called anything, the Commanders or whatever, but let's keep our colors, man. That's tradition. Like the Green Bay Packers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, their colors is signifies who we are.
Well, I think when you look at the thanks for your call. When you look at the schedule release for the jerseys, it's mostly burgundy. It's just, for the most part, white and the burgundy. And I saw them taking pictures, and I think most of they bought the gold pants back, so I think you're going to see burgundy and gold more than you see that black and yellow. I'll say that. Because I'm going to be honest with you. When I look at it, it looks a little off to me, be totally honest with you. I'm very much like Daryl. When I look out there, I had Steeler fans calling me saying stuff. And it looks closer to a Steelers thing. It doesn't look more like something that, you know, the past or the Commanders wore. So it's a little off. I'll be honest. Let's go to Nate. Nate, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how's it going today, B. Mitch?
Going good, man. How you feeling?
I'm hanging in there, man. I appreciate your answer. You asking. I just had a couple of quick points I wanted to touch on.
Cool.
And I think you said part of this before. As far as I'm concerned, I'm 44. I've been a fan of the team my entire life through the ups and downs. I got the chance to see all three Super Bowls, albeit a real young kid on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't care what the name is and what the colors are. I like the colors, though. Keep the colors, or at least keep them in. But I don't care as long as we out there trying to win these games, and we have a proven winning product on the field finally again. But other than that, I'm just going to say that week one against the Bucks, and I see people are remaining mum about, we're going to blow the Bucks out. Understand that. We're going to beat them by like two or three touchdowns.
Wow.
And this is the coach that we have, the general manager that we have, the defensive coordinator, and the guys that we have leaving everything out on the field. We're not going to play conservative against Tampa Bay. We're going to answer some questions, and I think we're going to run the score up on them. That's all.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Well, if that happens, it's going to be a sellout when they come here to play against the Giants in that second game. That's all I got to say. If they go out there and beat the team by, if they say Nate said they're going to beat them by two touchdowns. They go beat Tampa by two touchdowns. Boy, we know Ashburn syndrome is going to be overflowing at that moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.